Welcome to Yale Cancer Center Answers with Drs. Francine Foss and Anish Chagpar. Dr. Foss is a professor of medical oncology and dermatology specializing in the treatment of lymphomas. Dr. Chagpar is associate professor of surgical oncology and director of the Breast Center at Smilow Cancer Hospital at Yale New Haven. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can contact the doctors directly. The address is canceranswers@yale.edu and the phone number is 1-888-234-4YCC. This week, Dr. Chagpar is joined by Prathima Kanyamuri. Prathima is a breast fellow at Smilow Cancer Hospital at Yale New Haven. Here's Anish Chagpar.
So I should tell our guests, many of us who are in the audience may know that my day job is actually to be the director of the Breast Center at Smilow Cancer Hospital and a breast surgical oncologist. And I'm also the program director of our interdisciplinary breast fellowship, which received approval by the Society for Surgical Oncology just a few days ago. So this is news that you're getting here on Yale Cancer Center Answers first. So Prathima is actually our first official SSO accredited fellow.
And I just found out about it.
But what makes Prathima special is the fact that she has a goal to go back to India. So tell us a little bit about your story, Prathima, where you grew up, where you've trained, and what your future ambitions are.
I was actually born in the United States. I was born in Brookline, Massachusetts, but I moved back to India when I was a year old. So my childhood and my medical training was in India, but then I moved back to America in 2000 for pursuing further medical training. I completed my general surgery residency at Bay State Medical Center, Springfield, Massachusetts, which is not too far from here. And then I actually had moved back to India for a couple of years to work at a cancer center in my hometown, Hyderabad, which is one of the major cities in South India. It was a regional cancer center where I helped take care of primarily patients with upper GI cancers, breast cancer, other gynecological cancers and head and neck cancer, but it was breast cancer that really caught my interest because during my training in the United States, the two cancers I was most exposed to was breast cancer and colon cancer, which because they're the commonest cancers that we see here. And it was really very eye-opening for me to see how things were done so differently in India, and I just felt there was a huge tremendous room for change and hopefully improvement. And that's why I decided to actually come back and pursue further training in breast, specifically taking care of breast diseases, both benign and malignant, with the intention to go back to help take care of breast patients in India.
That's phenomenal. And I want to congratulate you on that ambition. Tell us more about some of the differences that you see between how breast cancer is taken care of in India versus how it's taken care of here. Many of us who listen to Yale Cancer Center Answers may never have visited India. And while we hear about and we think about how things may be different, none of us really know what it's like for sure. So give us an inside scoop.
So a little bit about the background of about breast cancer in India. So over the last couple of decades, the incidence of breast cancer has steadily been growing. And it's not just because of now it's being documented. It's just because it's definitely on the rise. And we're actually noticing more and more that patients are actually getting afflicted with breast cancer between the 30s and 50s, which was not the case before. Our census basically shows that 60% of the cases were above 50 years of age in the past, but now they're more in the 30 to 50 range, which is interesting, which is different from the cancer in America. Apart from that, the other differences that we see is because we don't have very strong screening programs. Actually, it is not a part of our national initiative at this point. And this kind of is unfortunate because most of our patients present in stage 3 and 4 cancer. So 50% of our patients probably present more at the later stage, actually maybe even more. And that kind of has a huge effect on how these patients do. Survival is mainly, like we know, is not really... I mean, cancer care has improved, but I think most of the improvement has been because cancers are screened and caught earlier, so the prognosis has been much better. But it has not been the case in India. And go ahead. So... those are some of the, you know, differences. And, you know, I think during my training in America, I probably never saw an ulcerative, maybe a patient or two who had ulcerative changes in her breast because of her cancer growing through the skin. But that was actually pretty common for me to see that when I was in India, and most patients presented with like very significant size masses, like more than, you know, 5 to 10 centimeter masses, with very significant disease in the axilla as well. So this was very eye opening, and most patients got the most aggressive disease we do for breast cancer nowadays, which is basically a complete mastectomy along with all the lymph node removal, was the most common surgery that we did, which was not the case when I was in America. So those are some of the major change differences I saw.
So, you know, Prathima, I have, as you know, an interest in international health. And the story of people presenting with fungating, ulcerating, large, smelly masses growing through their breast is a story that's not uncommon when I talk to surgeons from other parts of the world, from India, from Nigeria, from Ghana. And part of this is for many of them because screening mammography is not as ubiquitous as it is here in the States. But I wonder, too, whether there are other things at play. So how is cancer perceived in India? Is it something that people talk about like they talk about here, where, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and everybody goes out and gets a mammogram and people talk about the importance of self-breast exam? Or is it something that is a little bit more of a taboo topic?
Yeah. Things have really changed over the last 5 years. And every time I go back to India, I see a huge difference. Now, just looking at the national census, I mean, unfortunately, our registry data is not very complete because we don't, that has not been happening like it happens in other countries. We just don't have the resources where people are really capturing all the data as far as the incidence and survival in these patients. But in the data that we have, definitely, like breast cancer is the leading cancer among women in the urban areas, and in the rural areas, it's the second commonest cancer that we see, which is like with cervical being first in the rural setup. I think awareness has really exponentially grown with this type of understanding. People are very aware with the internet, and India has definitely been technologically very savvy. So everybody is. The awareness has really, really grown. But as far as screening, we have a long way to come about, and. I think in the past there was a little more of a taboo, like people were not very open. We still see that in certain patient populations, maybe more in the rural areas, but definitely in the more of the urban setting, there's a lot more openness and there's a lot more awareness, and they do have steady screening programs that are run by different private hospitals. So definitely things are changing, and I'm very hopeful that we're only heading in the right direction.
Do you think that the other issue that may be at play, so you just mentioned private hospitals. In India, is there a system whereby there is the the public kind of safety net hospital versus the more elite private hospital, such that the care is different or the screening is different in these two different areas, such that people with money have more resources and more education and may do better than people without?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely see that difference. At this time, there's no national programs that are being run for screening of breast cancer that is available to everybody. They are trying to work on a few things like, teaching social workers about health, palpating and doing breast exams. That is, there's an initiative for that. But as far as the private hospitals and government hospital setting that you're asking about, the government hospitals definitely don't have the resources that the private hospitals do. And most care happens in India with money that comes out of the pocket. There is definitely over like the last 5 years, there's been increasing availability of private insurance through employment. And also the government is actually providing like something similar to a Medicare, Medicaid type of thing in certain states for certain type of procedures. For example, they have like a set amount that they will provide for a breast cancer for their chemotherapy. So there will be a set amount, and we'll have to work within that that amount. So those kind of facilities are becoming more and more available. We're heading in that direction, but definitely we have our own glitches and problems with it.
So another thing that you mentioned that I found intriguing was that there's this shift in India towards younger women with breast cancer. And so in the States, as you know, the median age, the average age at which a woman will get breast cancer is about 67. And when we see breast cancers occurring in younger women, less than 40, less than 50, we start thinking about genetic risk. Is genetics something that is screened for or available in India?
See, the biggest problem that India faces is we're not really collecting our data. Yes, they've noticed from our census, it definitely shows over the last 20 years, there's been definitely a shift in breast cancer coming in younger patients. But I don't think we have really captured this data and done, looked at the genetic information behind it. So, because we are dealing with more, it is happening in some, some people are looking at, these things, but it's not really happening at the, with the interest that it should be, because we're still caught on making patients more aware. We have more significant problems like trying to actually improve our survival by actually screening better. And, so those, we have so many other problems that becomes like more the call of, at this time where we need to really focus our energies on that and simultaneously work on trying to understand, breast cancer at the molecular level in Indian patients. But that is where I'm hoping that we will head with time.
Well, it's so fascinating to hear about how cancer treatment is different in different parts of the world. And it's just a complete delight to have you with us to share this. When we come back, we're going to talk more about breast cancer treatment in India and talk a little bit about what a fellowship is and what you hope to gain out of your experience here at Yale. But first, we're going to take a short break for a medical minute. Please stay tuned to learn more information about breast cancer care in India with my guest, Prathima Kanimuri.
The American Cancer Society estimates that the lifetime risk of developing colorectal cancer is about 1 in 20, and that the risk is slightly lower in women than in men. When detected early, colorectal cancer is easily treated and highly curable. Men and women over the age of 50 should have regular colonoscopies to screen for the disease. Each day, more patients are surviving colorectal cancer due to increased access to advanced therapies and specialized care, which is giving colorectal cancer survivors more hope than they've ever had before. Clinical trials are currently underway at federally designated comprehensive cancer centers, like the one at Yale, to test innovative new treatments for colorectal cancer. New options include a Chinese herbal medicine being used in combination with chemotherapy to reduce side effects of treatment and help cancer drugs work more effectively. This has been a Medical Minute, and more information is available at yalecancercenter.org. You're listening to the WNPR Health Forum on the Connecticut Public Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to Yale Cancer Center Answers. This is Dr. Anish Chagpar, and I'm joined tonight by my guest, Prathima Kanyamuri. We are discussing breast cancer care, particularly in India, which is Prathima's home nation. She's with us here at Yale doing a interdisciplinary breast fellowship before she goes back to India to try to change the world. So, Prathima, we were talking a little bit about cancer care in India, and I want to delve a little bit deeper into that. So let's talk about each of the different disciplines that affect breast cancer patients here in the United States and how things are similar or different in India. So, for example, here in America, if a patient comes in with breast cancer, usually this is screen detected. It's found on a mammogram. And oftentimes they can have breast conserving surgery where the radiologist can put in a little wire to show us where that little cancer was, and we can take that little spot out. You had mentioned in India that people present with much later cancers. But even from an imaging standpoint, from just getting the mammogram, from getting the ultrasound, from having the capacity to put in that wire, is that available in India?
So one of the problems with India, we have all the technology available. So there are hospitals that are state-of-the-art. They have all the machinery. We do everything from MRIs of the breast. We do digital mammography. We do tomosynthesis, breast tomosynthesis, everything wow. is available. And we do ultrasound. So this is routinely done. The part, and they do biopsies, all the, they're able to do biopsies. So the major issue really becomes it's a lack of standardization that happens because there's no uniform standard that all the centers that provide imaging really follow, which becomes a problem because the patient is not aware of what the breast mammogram is supposed to do. And there's a board that says mammograms done here. They just go, but they don't know if the film is adequate enough to be read. I mean, to actually even the quality of the film, the quality of the monitors. So this is the kind of thing that is really not monitored. And I don't think they're able to pick up appropriately. And there's a huge shortage of radiologists. And there's so much of emphasis on just doing general radiology that people are not specifically trained to read. And screening is not routinely, I mean, it is becoming more prevalent, but in the past, it was not done so much. So I just don't think people have been very good at reading. So I think the problem with India becomes the discrepancy and the lack of standardization. And it's unfortunate that sometimes that kind of decreases the quality of care that the patient will ultimately get.
So now let's talk a little bit about surgery. You know, here, mm-hmm. patients get a wide variety of options. You can have breast conservation, or you can have a mastectomy. If you have a mastectomy, you can have immediate reconstruction. When we look at lymph nodes, we can do a sentinel lymph node biopsy where we can inject a radio tracer and a blue dye into the breast and track right in the operating room those lymph nodes that are the most likely to carry cancer cells and take those out, have them tested right at the same time. We do a lot of different kinds of techniques, many of which rely on other disciplines as colleagues. How does it work in India for a breast cancer patient?
So sentinel node biopsy is available. Like I said, some centers do them, but it's not uniformly available. Some people are not familiar with the technology, and sometimes our diseases, like I said, like 50% of the time or like even more, it's such advanced disease, so they end up having to have more aggressive surgery. The concept of breast conservation is actually It's been a little challenging because I think advanced disease is one reason. And second thing, I just don't think the older doctors, I mean, some of the training that they've had, they really promote that. So it becomes a little, it's like a change of thought process. It's kind of how things were in the United States 25 years ago and how we've had to make this transition from just being very aggressive in the Halsteadian times to now come into doing lesser. And so I think that's the same transition that is happening over there as well. So I think it is available in very small portions of the institutions, and most of them just get more aggressive surgery than necessary. And reconstruction is something that is available, but it's not commonly done. It's also the patients don't demand it that much there because of lack of education.
Hmm. And I guess the other piece is with breast conservation here, we really need radiation oncology to be able to provide radiation therapy after breast conservation. Is radiation readily available in India?
It's available in the cities, but definitely in the periphery there is a problem, but radiation is definitely available.
And so for people who live in rural parts of India, where transportation may be an issue, might that sway them then to have more radical surgery?
Yes, definitely. And I think, you know, like everybody knows, I mean, population, I mean, we have a huge census on the population, and definitely most of the people living in the peripheries have very difficulty to access care because of that, which I think is slowly improving. But I still think, you know, at the government level, there's nothing really happening as far as helping to actually provide transport for these patients to come into the cities. There are definitely concessions available, but I think they still expect the patients to be more proactive. And I think sometimes a lot of people just get missed in this process and probably are not really able to access the care that is needed.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. And I guess the last of the big disciplines in terms of breast cancer care, and there are many of them, but one that is important, I think, is with regards to medical oncology. And we frequently hear on Yale Cancer Center Answers talk about personalized medicine and targeted therapies. And certainly breast cancer has come a long way in terms of Herceptin that can target HER2 and drugs that can target estrogen receptor. And advanced lines of chemotherapy and clinical trials that are really pushing the envelope. Talk to us a little bit about the availability of these medications in India, the availability of clinical trials, and who pays for all of this.
So we do the receptor. So all our cancers, we do test for estrogen receptors and progesterone receptors, as well as HER2 receptors. And they do, all the drugs that we have over here are available in India. Definitely, we're not very active on the trials as of yet. As far as I know, there's a few that are running through the Tata Memorial Institute and the certain cancer institutes in the country that things are running through. But in general, we're not very active with the trials. So the care, the everything, you know, the exciting thing about India is the technology is available. We have the medications. We have the, and we have the resources. Unfortunately, not very uniformly available, but they are. I think a lot of it is just the change in the mentality and the change in the awareness and a change in giving the importance to the problem and trying to make a difference. And I think that's what we are struggling with at this point. And that was a huge reason why, you know, I made the decision to go back to India, because I think it is a very an important time for us, because definitely we have recognized that this is a huge health problem, breast cancer, especially in the, you know, as far as cancers, it's one of the primary problems right now. And definitely, and, you know, coming, training in America and just the exposure that I've had, I do realize breast cancer is, there's so many aspects to it, and it's not a single approach. It's like a multidisciplinary approach. And that is the main reason why I decided, yeah, I did general surgery, but I need specific breast training, especially if I'm going back and I want to be a part of play an active role in bringing about these changes. I have to learn to be an expert in that area and have a good understanding of all the different aspects. And that's why I chose to do a fellowship. And I think we're going to see a very positive change in India, and I think it's going to be a very rapid change, and I'm very excited about what's going to happen because we have the resources. We just have to put them to good use.
So currently in India, let's talk just a little bit about education and the educational process, because I think that, again, you're to be congratulated that you really were very proactive in terms of getting sub-specialized fellowship training to really become an expert in all of the different aspects of breast cancer care. Is that available in India? How are people trained in India? Is breast cancer still being treated by the generalists? And do they, in fact, have enough specialists treating this disease?
Yeah. Most of the, actually 99.9% of the, I should say, because everything is kind of more exaggerated because our population is so big. Most of the care is given by a general surgical oncologist in India. The general surgeons and sometimes even gynecologists participate in taking care of at least the benign breast problems and maybe a breast lump. More advanced care will go to a surgical oncologist or a general surgeon. So we don't have specific training programs. I know there is one training program in Tata Memorial, which is in Mumbai, but otherwise there's no specific breast fellowship where you can get a good learning of just focused benign and malignant training. I mean, taking care of benign and malignant breast diseases. So that was one of the main reasons where I decided to come back to do this here.
So tell us, what is going to be, you're going to spend a year here. You're going to learn about breast surgery and medical oncology and radiation oncology and pathology and plastic surgery and imaging and genetics and high risk and palliative care. And you're going to go back to India. What is your plan? How are you going to make a difference? Because I can see that you're committed to making a difference in India. And I want to know what's going to be your first three steps to doing that?
So there's a lot of work already happening in India. So at the local level and at the national level. So we recently, there's a lot of awareness programs that go on all the time. And there's also nationally, we have the Association of Breast Surgeons of India that has been started over the last few years. So there is already that stage has been set up. And when I go back, I want to be very active both locally and nationally and hopefully with international interaction as well and collaboration. I really want to play an active role in trying to make some of those changes, and starting with awareness and screening are going to be the two big things that I really feel like our focus should be on, and simultaneously work on other things, because the way we're really going to improve breast cancer survival is to try to catch it early. And I think standardizing our screening programs and our imaging and then how we're going to go about it is of primary importance. And simultaneously, I would like to obviously, offer the best surgical care and work in a multidisciplinary fashion with the other colleagues and try to create. My dream is to actually have my own breast center where I'm able to actually provide comprehensive care to my patients, working with other colleagues that, are also have similar outlook on things.
Prathima Kanyamuri is a breast fellow at Smilow Cancer Hospital at Yale New Haven. If you have questions or would like to add your comments, visit yalecancercenter.org, where you can also get the podcast and find written transcripts of past programs. You're listening to the WNPR Health Forum on the Connecticut Public Broadcasting Network.